Hey, Marketplace listeners, you know, around here, we like to think you're never too young to learn about the economy and financial basics. That's why we're bringing the Million Bazillion Live Tour to schools to teach important lessons about budgeting, investing, saving, and more. It's all the fun of the podcast, but now live, immersive, and interactive. Special thanks to our tour partner, Greenlight, the debit card and money app for kids and teens. Learn more about Greenlight at greenlight.com/million. That is greenlight.com/million.
Who's in charge? Let's get this show on the road.
Apparently you.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, I'm Kimberly Adams. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we make today make sense. It is July 12th.
Oh my lord it be. Hey everybody, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thanks for joining us on this, what is today, Wednesday. We're going to do some news and some smiles, and then we'll get out of your hair. So let's do some news.
Yes. I mean, mine's a quick hit, but it's just like another marker of where we are in regards to climate change. I used to have all these conversations with Molly Wood about how, you know, people were never going to stop living in the places that are going to be the most affected by climate change, but they were going to be forced out by insurance companies. Mm-hmm, and sure enough, yet another insurer, this time State Farm, has pulled out of Florida because they're like, we cannot deal with the catastrophic, you know, costs of continuing to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild after hurricanes and other things. Now, obviously, other people in Florida, including said Governor Ron DeSantis, are blaming other things for that rather than just the cost, because Florida's legislature and the governor actually just passed some new regulations and put aside a fund trying to keep insurance companies there. I think it was something like, I'm not sure if it was $3 billion or $3 million, but it was a whole lot of money, basically to try to stop them from leaving.
Yeah.
But it just was not a good financial decision for State Farms. And, you know, if we want to let private enterprise do what private enterprise is going to do, it made no sense for them to stay. And there are fewer and fewer insurers in Florida. There are fewer and fewer insurers in California. And I think that this is going to be the thing that makes people actually retreat from the coasts, is the uninsurability of homes and the high cost of rebuilding.
Yes, but... So similar things are happening here in California because of the wildfire risk, right? A major insurance company not too long ago pulled out. But let me offer you the earthquake parallel. We've been having earthquakes in California for as long as there's been a California. Longer, obviously, in, you know, tectonic time. But people still come to California. They still move to California. And we live in a very active earthquake zone. And so what the state has done, because private insurance is so prohibitively expensive, the state has set up the California Earthquake Authority. I'll say that again slowly. The California Earthquake Authority. And the state now runs an insurance pool for earthquake insurance in the state of California. I buy my earthquake insurance from them. I'm sure many homeowners do, because private market is so expensive. And my guess will be that because, you know, you're going to let private companies do what private companies are going to do. You can't I suppose you could, but it wouldn't go over real well. You can't force a company to sell insurance in a given state. But companies need state people, right? They need people to work. They need people to spend, right? And so they will come up with, I would bet, in Florida, and they will do it again in California too, a California Earthquake Authority parallel to provide an insurance pool for homeowners. I'll bet you a dime to a dollar that'll happen.
But they kind of already have that. They have a lender of last resort, but you don't have devastating earthquakes every single year in California.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And in Florida, especially given the, you know, the storms getting worse because of climate change, they're having these like knockout, terrible, serious damage storms almost every year.
Well, and we're having wildfires same way.
That's true.
The parallel is real. The parallel is real.
Yeah. Wildfires, I think the parallel is probably
more than earthquakes. You're right. So,
So
we'll have the California Wildfire Authority, and Florida will have the California Hurricane Authority, or the Florida Hurricane Authority, right? Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, so people are going to stay and live there. I will point everyone to Amy Scott's most recent season of How We Survive, where she actually talks about people living in Florida, in Miami in particular, as the city is sinking. But, you know,
That was a good series.
People are going to do what people are going to do.
It was amazing. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. What's your news?
Okay. I've got two. One is the actual news item I want to raise, and then the other one is just a point of privilege with the good headline writers at Bloomberg. So the first thing I want to point out is a story in Bloomberg, actually, about Russian crude oil prices. For the first time since the restrictions and sanctions after the invasion and the price caps that the West arranged to have put on Russian oil, and the way the mechanism they did that was they would not allow any insured carriers to carry Russian oil, thus depressing the price and capping the price at $60 a euro. That's the euro is the nomenclature for Russian oil, right? $60 a barrel.
I didn't know that.
Just recently, yes.
Ural.
Just recently, the euro has broken $60 on the way up. It has thus broken the price cap. So somehow, some way, uninsured oil is being transported, right? Think about this for a minute. Oil on tankers that could not be insured because they are evading Western sanctions is being transported, mostly to China, probably also to India, some other companies. But here's why that matters. All this oil floating around out there on uninsured carriers. So when there's an environmental disaster, insurance companies step in and they pay a lot of the cleanup bills. When you have uninsured tankers carrying, I don't know, 100,000 gallons or whatever it is of oil and it runs aground or something, that's a very expensive mess. And if they're not insured, it's a very expensive, expensive mess. And so...
And you know they're not going to pay it, you know?
No, of course not. Like, of course not. Absolutely,
of course
not.
Socialize the cost and privatize the profits.
So it's a shadow fleet of tankers, Bloomberg points out. And I think it's something that I promise you, actually, that the people in the United States government who are responsible for sanctions are paying attention to this, for sure.
Not bad.
Yeah. So here's my other one. And it's a quick thing on inflation and the number that came out today, which for those of you who have not been besieged with it all day as you absorb the news, inflation year on year now is running at 3%, which is a third. Sorry, it's last year at this time it was 9%. Now it's 3%. So it is, in fact, a third of what it was a year ago, which is great. And it's all good. But it is still 50% more than the Fed wants it to be. The Fed wants inflation at 2%. It is 3%. One percentage point in that math is a full 50% higher, right? So it's the Fed has the toughest part of this to go. And I just want to point out that if you read Bloomberg and you read the story today that says inflation at 3% flags the end of emergency, it's a turning point for the Fed. That is not true. That is simply not true. The Fed's going to keep on raising rates at least once, maybe twice. So let's not think the rate hiking cycle is over. Just, it bugged me when I saw it today. And
why did they think that, though?
I don't know. I mean, this is the hard part, right? I'm gonna quote Rafael Bostic, the head of the Atlanta Fed, on Marketplace 6 weeks ago. This is now the hard part, because inflation is absolutely coming down. It's still more than the Fed wants it to be, so the Fed's going to keep raising rates. But people are going to be screaming and saying, wait a minute, stop. First of all, higher rates are really painful, but also let's keep an eye on the unemployment rate. And if unemployment starts ticking up, then it's going to get really hard for the Fed.
Yeah.
Really hard.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's my news.
Oh, okay. I'm so curious why they think that. I need to go back and read it a little more carefully.
Yep.
All right.
Jake,
let us. Yeah.
All right, you've got three in there. What's up with this?
I've got, well, it's two smiles, but they're two things for one of them. But so I saw the cutest story in the Washington Post today. It's adorable, and it made me so happy. It made me smile. So there's a dry cleaners called Best Cleaners in Middletown, Connecticut. And in the summer, it gets hot. And so they would like leave the doors open to their dry cleaners and let the breeze flow through the front and the back. And they started noticing turtles were coming in to their dry cleaners, because there was a pond on the other side of this road in front of the dry cleaners where the turtles needed to like migrate, because I guess turtles have like built-in GPS, and they were trying to get to this pond, but they crossed the other way in order to mate in some other place. So the dry cleaners now, like, let the turtles go through their dry cleaner every year and watch out for them. And then because it's such a busy road and they're worried about the turtles getting crushed, they, like, carry the little baby turtles over the road into the where the embankment is for the pond so that the turtles can live. And it's very cute. And they're talking about how they have to be careful not to step on the baby turtles this time of year. But, like, adorbs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Totally.
Okay.
Totally.
So that's adorbs. That's number one. Also in cute animal news, I saw this TikTok. There's this woman on TikTok called, appropriately, The Good News Girl, and she posts positive news. And there's this baby seal. Well, I guess not baby anymore. It's a little seal in San Diego that has decided to start riding people's surfboards. And
I saw that.
It just hops up there and rides along. And, you know, the surfers were worried that the seal might be in distress. And so they called the animal welfare people. They said it was fine. It's just curious and healthy, but you can't, like, touch them because they're protected. And now all the surfers just, like, let the seal ride along. And there's so many cute videos of the seal just, like, chilling on surfboards.
Great.
And
totally
that made me smile, too.
Yeah.
So that's what I got.
Yeah, apparently
what do you
it's,
got?
It's a bit kleptomaniacal, that seal. So I've got two. One's a
Wait,
quickie.
Wait, does he steal things?
Well, yeah, he, like, takes the boards and kind of rides them and goes away with them. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that he took the boards. I thought he rode the boards with the
people. No, he kind of takes them.
People.
Yeah, kind of takes them.
okay.
So, you know, so it's a good news, man news. So we gave a lot of time on this podcast a year ago to the James Webb Space Telescope, the one that was going way out there with really convoluted physics and all kinds of cool astronomical stuff. Anyway, today is 3 years, 365 days, 1 year since its first images came back. And NASA has released a whole new set of images. And they're cool. And you should check them out. We'll put them on the show page. It's these photos are amazing and science is cool. So that's my quickie. My real make me smile was this.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
You should you should check them out. Go ahead. You're so what?
I have, and I meant to use this as a smile a bit ago when I saw the Saturn photo, which is also in this article that you shared. And the way that the rings look is just wow.
Yeah. They're cool. It's really cool. Mm. And it's amazing that we can do this, you know, just like humanity. So my somewhat geekier smile is this. The Beige Book came out today. It's the Fed's eight times a year look at the regional United States economy broken down by Federal Reserve Bank districts. This item from the Philadelphia Federal Reserve caught my eye. Despite the slowing recovery in tourism in the region overall, the Philadelphia Fed writes, one contact highlighted that May was the strongest month for hotel revenue in Philadelphia since the onset of the pandemic, in large part due to an influx of guests for the Taylor Swift concerts in the city. The woman is an economy unto herself. It's amazeballs. Truly.
I can imagine, like, a city that is, like, worried about economic decline just luring Beyoncé or Taylor Swift and be like, do a concert here, boost the economy, call it, like, pop star stimulus.
It's amazing. It's great. It's great.
That is funny. And also, yes, very nerdy.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, it's my life.
Yeah. Live it. Love it. That's it for us today. Right. We will be back tomorrow. So please keep sending us your smiles and your comments and your questions. We're at 508 UB Smart, or you can write us at makemesmart@marketplace.org.
Make Me Smart is produced by Courtney Berg. Seeker Ellen Rolfes writes our newsletter. Today's program is engineered by Jake Cherry. Our intern is Niloufar Shabandi.
Ben Talladay and Daniel Ramirez composed our theme music. Our senior producer is Marissa Cabrera. Bridget Bodner is the director of podcasts. Francesca Levy is the executive director of digital. And on demand.
Very nicely done. Very nicely done. More power to you.
Oh, boy.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.